YouTube updates, sharing art, material design launcher, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 212, Android MD. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. A lot of random information going on this week. Pretty good. Like I said, it's random, but a lot of information as well. So I'll jump right into it. This week, it'll be the usual headlines, apps, and devices, and two app reviews, no Chromebook quick tip, but we'll see for the coming weeks. I mean, the only thing I would probably want to come up with is that guest mode should be rolling out via your Chromebook OS or Chrome OS updates. And there were a couple of rumors that the unlocking your Chromebook with your Android should start working soon, but that's about it. So with that, I'll jump right into the headlines and get through the episode. So to start it off, Google Plus now allows more choice for setting your gender in your profile. So if you think that, or if you find that for yourself, male or female, or is not how you think of yourself, or if other is too generic, then you can now specify something more to what suits your needs, so that way you can it can be reflected more accurately. Turkey and South Korea are starting to get Google Play gift cards, so if you want to send gifts for this Christmas season to family or friends in Turkey or South Korea, that'll now be an option. Android Studio version 1 was released this week. It's now out of beta, so if you want to go and check that out, look up Android Studio so you can see, get into creating your own Android apps. I started setting it up, I haven't finished, but once I do, I'll poke around, see exactly, or find out more about it. Google's working on a new platform to make apps more compatible and easy to use for virtual museums, so if there are people who, or you know somebody who can't actually physically go to the museum, this app platform for Google should make it a lot easier as far as more like floor level views of those museums and get taking a virtual tour to check out these museums. If you got a notification this week from regarding a Google Play Store refund, that is because they actually Google settled that lawsuit. And they are sending out the refund notices for about $19 million in invalid charges via, I believe, cellular or charges on your cell bill for purchases. So look out for that, and that's what it's for. So if you get one, you know that you may have been mistakenly charged. Developers started getting the rollout for Google Play version 6.5. It has updated support for Drive, Maps, Fit, and Wallet. So essentially more back-end customization and options for using those services within apps. YouTube got in a couple of updates this week. This is a late one, or one of them is late in that I read a couple of articles where it got an update for a GIF creation or a GIF upload tool. I haven't had a chance to look at that for sure, so I'm not sure if that's rolling out, but in case you see that, that is what that's about. But the other piece of news is that it's now scanning uploads more proactively for copyright infringing audio. So if you do upload something, YouTube will scan to see if it has audio that may cause your video to be pulled. So that way you know ahead of time, and you can take further steps sooner to get that taken care of. And finally, if you're a Google News reader and you're from Spain, you live in Spain, you're living around the world, and you read Spanish news, well, Google News is no longer going to be showing Spanish news and no longer be available in Spain as well due to a new regulation that requires, at this moment, Google only, but other aggregators of news to pay for showing snippets. So rather than pay for those snippets, Google is not going to be having Google News. From my understanding of it, or what I've read and heard about it, it's that Google News doesn't make enough revenue to justify those costs, especially since there are no ads on the site to begin with. So essentially, rather than fight it, they're just not going to offer it in Spain and have new Spanish news sources as well. As far as some app news for this week, Chrome got updated with, I believe it may have been Chrome beta, but Chrome is getting faster support or better support for faster search response loading along the lines of 100 to 150 milliseconds faster. So look out for that update. And if you wonder why search results are faster, that's why. Or if you notice those millisecond faster results, that's why. YouTube for Apple got updated this week, or for Apple TV, to match other set-top box styles and look more modern and relevant. And it should be easier to search, and ads should load a little bit better as well. The Kindle app for Android got support for X-ray and flashcards, so if you need to take notes or get more information, that is available for Kindle basically everywhere now. So not just the Kindle Fire, but the Kindle app as well. This week, VLC player got, or the VLC client got an update to now be really, really perfect. So if you see, if you already have it installed and get that update, then you should see a big performance enhancement. I think it was generally on the lines of near or 100% perfect, but it may have a few minor issues. But look out for that update. But it should work very well for many devices as it is. WinZip got updated to now have Dropbox integration, so look out for that update, or at least that integration in case you want to back up your zip files to Dropbox. Muse was updated to version 2 this week, and it adds support for Android 5 and adds watch faces for Android Wear. I think that part is you might be able to set wallpapers for your Android Wear device, but needless to say, it's supported. So if there are apps that are very basically for apps and services that integrate Muse, then that is now available. If you prefer Nokia Maps to or Nokia's Hero Maps to other mapping services, it is now available for free for all Android users, so go and check it out. The biggest draw it has is ability for offline maps. So if you want, let's say, the entire United States, specific states, or whatever other country you're in, you can download the entire map rather than having just a cache version, so it's easier to navigate around and have maps on the go. So you can essentially turn your device into a GPS when you don't have internet connection, it's spotty, or you just need directions in general. YouTube got a big update this week to now have material the material design UI, so it should look a lot cleaner and match other Google apps that have material design already implemented. And I will say that it does look very nice and a lot better than the last version. If you have an app that for downloading torrents and it's related to the Pirate Bay, Google Play or Google via Google Play is removing any of those apps related to the Pirate Bay. There was a big raid earlier this week as far as taking down a lot of their servers, so be careful with that, especially if as far as torrents go. I'm not saying they're good or bad, but if you have Pirate Bay related apps and you notice those apps going missing, that may be the reason. Live Channels for Android was released this week, as in or for Android TV. It's an app in Google Play for Android TV, essentially TVs. Basically, what it does is rather than provide over-the-air TV service, or sorry, over-the-internet TV service, it adds support for TV tuners, so you can more easily add or implement or use live TV channels on your Android TV via the Android UI or OS, at least from what it sounds like. So it looks that or works that much more better. Hangouts got an update this week to add stickers, timestamps, and video filters. I actually just got the update before recording this week's episode, so I haven't had a chance to look into that. But the video filters actually looks interesting for basically for effect and things like that. Chromecast got an update this week to also get the material design UI update, so check that out. I haven't had a chance to use it, but it does look pretty cool, so a lot sleeker for sure. For those of you who like to support various crowdfunded campaigns, Indiegogo now has their official app available for Google Play, so look into or check that out if you're interested. It makes it easy to fund various campaigns on the go. For those of you who use the Google search app for iOS, it got a big update to namely bring the Material Design UI more easily see recent searches with a single tap, a recents button for recently viewed pages, and a dedicated Google button to return to your homepage of the app with a single touch, so you don't have to keep hitting, I don't know if it has a back button or not in the app, but essentially you can hit the G button and you'll go to the homepage of the app. And then you can also search search Google Maps within the search app itself, so you don't even have to leave the app to get your or do a direction search. What it looks like also from the screenshots that I saw, the search app or the recent search looks kind of like the recent app switcher in Android 5 Lollipop. So I think that's also been implemented as well. So look into that. For those of you who prefer or who like Microsoft's MSN apps, they all got updated for Android, so they should look a lot sleeker and more modern. I started using the MSN Money app, so I'm going to look into that a little bit more, but it does fit pretty nicely into the Android UI. It has a nice flat interface, squared off, uses the slide drawer and all of that good stuff. For those of you who are looking for the Amazon app, it was pulled from Google Play this week because they had implemented their App Store, and from what it seems, it does violate the Google Terms of Service. So I think it was renamed to Amazon Shopping or something along those lines, so you may have to look up a different app. But needless to say, I guess having an App Store within another app did not really go over well. But finally, Google Translate got an update this week to now have more languages from Asia, Africa, and India. So check out, I'll have a link to the, or actually, sorry, the link, there's a link in on the Google official blog for that, so definitely check that out. As far as some device news for this week, the Chromecast is going to be available in India as of December 10th, so if you're listening to this episode after that, you should already be able to buy it if you so want it. In other news from India, the 2013 Moto G started getting its Lollipop update, so look out for that update. I'm not sure if it was rolling out elsewhere as well, but needless to say, getting your update button, you should see that if you are getting it outside of India, but India is getting it already. Android Wear got a big update this week to now have 12 new watch faces, as well as an updated app for finding more faces for watches, so it should work and look a lot better. There were, I think, a lot of back-end updates as well. And then I also think, based on what I was reading from various sources, that older faces may need to update themselves to follow the new guidelines so that they can remain available as well. If you have an HTC One M7 or M8 or both, and you wanted their source codes, they were released this week. It is for the Google Play editions, but those are now available for basically developers to play around with and poke around in case they want to build ROMs or apps and things like that. The Vivo X5 Max smartphone was released this week. It was announced this week at least. The reason it was making the rounds in the news was that it is supposedly the thinnest smartphone in the world at 4.75 millimeters thick. As far as specs, it has a 5.5-inch screen, a 13-megapixel rear camera, a 5-megapixel front camera, 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, runs Android 4.4.4, and has a 2000 milliamp hour battery. So essentially pretty good specs. Don't expect it to last too long with that battery, but it should last you probably 6 to 8 hours, I estimate, depending on how much you use it. But don't expect too much out of it. It also probably depends on how much other stuff they put on it, but check that out if you want the world's thinnest smartphone. Also, if you have the story I was thinking about, but the Moto G Google Play Edition started getting its Android 5.0.1 update, so if you have that Moto G Google Play Edition, then keep hitting your update button to get Android 5 Lollipop on it. But that is all for that, so after the short break, I will jump into this week's app review. So if you do own a Moto G, or you are watching videos on YouTube, or I guess that's pretty much it. If you're watching videos or listening to podcasts or anything like that, and you want to get the best possible quality sound, then check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so whatever kind of device or style you want, they have the style that suits your needs. And all of their headphones are also noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world, so you can concentrate more on whatever you're listening to or watching, whether it's at home, at work, at the gym, out on your walk, anything like that. And when you use the promo code GEEK, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order as well. So not only will you get a great pair of headphones, you'll save some money as well and show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. We thank them for their support. We hope you show them your support as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.net/tweaked or go to tweakedaudio.com and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. But with that, I will jump into this week's app reviews. Okay, so to start it off, the first app review is going to be that the official app for DeviantArt is now available for Android. It's also available for iOS, but since this is an Android podcast, I decided to check it out and see what it's all about. So if you've used DeviantArt, whether just to browse for images and artwork or upload your own, the app brings that same features and abilities to the app itself. So essentially, you can browse around using the app without an app or without an account. But if you want to upload images or keep track of like favorite images and things like that, you can create a free account and start poking around. So essentially, once you've logged in, you can view images, explore, see what's around you, see what's news, check out news and things like that. Uploading images is also very easy. You can create a journal entry or just a general art post. So I actually tested it out. I created a new post just for an image. It lets you easily create tags, add categories, add a description, and all that. And you hit upload, and from there, that's all there is to it. So it will be available online on their website, but also via the app, so if people search for it in those categories, they'll be able to see it as well. And then it automatically also pulls in the device information that you use to upload the image. So if you use your smartphone, it'll pull in the shutter speed, device, app use, and all that. Or if you use a camera or a professional camera, it'll pull that information as well. So you see all of that, all of those other statistics as well. That's really all there is to say about the app. It's pretty nifty. I'm not much for the UI. It does look like an Android 2 UI, so hopefully that is something that comes soon. It is a free app, so I'll have a link to the Android Realm app review. There's a link to the Google Play Store entry there as well, but it's worth checking out if you just like browsing around pictures and things like that. Going to the website posting for whatever you upload, you'll also be able to embed that image if you so choose also. I didn't see a way to easily download or save pictures to your device. It may be if I did see a toggle when I posted my first picture for not allowing download, so maybe the pictures I looked for didn't allow it, but I'm not sure if there are images that can be downloaded, so that may be something coming soon. Or I just had bad luck in the images I picked, so definitely something to look out for just in case you want to save those images, or at least you can save the article to yourself or send it to yourself via email and save it from the browser and go from there. But I didn't see an easy way to do it via the app, so that's something still that I need to check out a little more. But that's all there is for that, so with that I'll jump into this week's second app review. So if you've used custom launchers or if you've heard of launchers like Nova or ADW, then this launcher is actually the one that's been out for a while now, but I don't think I remember reviewing it offhand. I'm not sure why I didn't do that, but with its big update this week, I thought I would definitely make sure I reviewed it because it is actually a pretty cool update, and some of the features even in the version 2 and version 3 are both very good. And that launcher is Action Launcher. So a bit of background on it, Action Launcher version 2 is a launcher that mimics the look of Essentially, if you think of Google Plus UI with the menu bar on the left, with the bars, a search bar on the top right, and things like that, well, Action Launcher brings that same kind of look and feel and functionality to your home screen. So on your home screen, you have a basic layout of the dots to open your home screen at the top left, a link to the Play Store at the top right, a menu bar to get to the app settings, general Android setting, locking your desktop and things like that, and then a quick search bar so you can do a quick search for apps or do a Google search as well. And then swiping from left to right will open the app drawers, and then if enabled, swiping from right to left will open what's called a quick page. What the quick page does is essentially it can be used for any number of purposes. So let's say you want to, if you have one home screen set up of your app shortcuts, but you do not want to have another home screen for, let's say, your weather widget or something that you have set up in Super Widget, or let's say you have a widget for Google Keep or whatever you may have and you don't want another home screen, that's where the quick page comes in. So you can essentially, what I use it for is either a mix. It can be either for the weather widget and Super widget for battery stats and calendar, or I'll switch it up and put it for a quick launch page for various apps. But essentially, it's just a overlay that you can have for quick access to various whatever you want quick access to. Version 2 did have a option to have that have the ability to have that open over any app. So if, let's say, you're in email and you want to check, let's say, and you see your battery's low and you want to see how much battery life you have left, then you can use a quick page by swiping your finger over the detection area and opening that quick page to see what the percentage is and how much battery time you have left, or opening that page to see what the weather is or get traffic or anything like that. So essentially, it was a nice feature, and that's kind of what version 2 brings. Version 3, though, is the big update for this week in that it adds, basically, it adds material design everywhere and a bunch of, or a few other options. The one thing that didn't translate over was that quick page. I had a chance to skim over the reasonings why the developer didn't do it, and I think it was for a variety of reasons, but essentially something to do with the code being buggy and not a perfect way of implementing in version 3. It may or may not come in the future, but that's the reason why it's there, not there right now. But as far as the launcher itself, the biggest feature it adds is, as I said, material design. So when you have, so it adds various colors based on your, or to start, I'll back step a little bit. There is a setting that if you want to have a theme or a quick theme, you can set it to wallpaper. So whatever wallpaper you set, it will theme the rest of the launcher to match that. So if you have a launcher that's predominantly, let's say, like you'll see in the screenshot, it's mostly blue, what the launcher will do is automatically detect that color scheme and apply that matching color scheme to the action bar. So at the top where you see the bars to search or launch the Play Store or anything like that, it will skin that blue as well as add a background to the notification drawer to match that as well. And then the background to the folders on your home screen will get a matching tint of blue. And your home screen listing, when you open from left to right, will also do that as well. So it all matches your whatever wallpaper you have set. If you have a, and then of course, as your wallpapers change, you don't have to go in and reset the theme because the launcher will automatically detect the color scheme and adjust the action bar, home screen, quick page, or the home screen page, and your folder backgrounds to match the wallpaper based on the colors in that wallpaper. There are other themes available, so if you don't like that or don't want to enable that, there's also Material Light and Material Dark, and I think there's one more as well. But you can have, if you want a more Google Now look, you can have that, or if you want just a dark UI with the material design, you can do that as well. Version 3, though, of Action Launcher adds swiping gestures, though. It is mostly based on the Google Now launcher, so you can swipe right for Google Now, it'll open up or it should refresh if it hasn't refreshed recently to provide you the latest updates. But you can also swipe down anywhere on your home screen for your notification drawer and swipe up for the Action Launcher settings. Overall though, it is a pretty fast launcher. It is much faster than version 2. Long pressing on your home screen brings a Google Now style settings for the wallpaper widgets and the Action Launcher settings, so you can get to those very easily as well. But that's really all there is. I mean, overall it's pretty nifty. You'll see the screenshot. I have the folder open and the action bar going, so you can see exactly how it hints that. I'll have a link in the show notes to the Android Realm app review, so you can see the app drawer tinting as well, so you get an idea of how that works as well. But overall, it's a very good launcher. I like the look and feel of it. It is, of course, very fast. It is free to try out, so certain features and themes and things like that are not available or not able to be customized. But if you find that you like it and you want to buy it and get the pro features, it is available for $4.99 for the pro version via an in-app purchase. If you also want to donate to the developer, it's $9.99, and that will unlock the pro version and also add that donation to the developer. So I did, I will admit I did pay for the $4.99 pro version to check it out, and it is worth checking out. That's actually all I had at the time to pay for, so I did buy the pro version. And I am liking it. The launcher will say if it hasn't had an issue applying colors that if the app is or the launcher is unable to detect the colors in the picture, it will tell you. So I think it essentially will only theme the action bar colors and leave the app drawer and folder backgrounds to black. Sometimes resetting the wallpaper or resetting your device will fix that, but if it had an error, that's probably a reason why. So but it is overall worth checking out. I am liking it quite a bit. I do like a lot of the features overall. I hope that the developer does bring back the quick page, because I do like having that ability to do an overlay for my weather widget and my Zooper widget. But that is really all there is to say about that. So with that, I will jump into, or that's actually all for this week's episode. I don't have anything more, but if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want more input on Action Launcher or DeviantArt app, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to share the Android Realm Digest or check it out for yourself, it is available, or it will be available in the Amazon Kindle bookstore within a day or two, as always, or you can visit author.patelN01.com. And of course, if you want to support the show and the network, you can visit us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. As always, we thank Tweaked Audio for their support. Be sure to use the promo code GEEK at checkout. If you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. Remember, we moved over from .com, so .com will not work. It's geek-io.net. The reason I'm trying to prolong this, I have a feeling I'm forgetting something, but if there is, I'll add it later. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time. Editor's note, the theme that I was trying to remember when discussing or reviewing Action Launcher 3 was that it does not support icon resizing or icon package just yet. I think the developer is working on it, but don't quote me on that. He actually wanted to get as many features that were ready and stable out for the release this year versus delaying the release any longer. So follow the developer. His name is Chris Lacey. He's on Google Plus and Twitter for the latest updates and all of that good stuff. He's a very responsive, good developer, does a good job, so definitely worth a follow. But
Yeah, that's really all I wanted to add. That support is, I think, is coming. There's a couple of posts he put on his Google Plus profile, so you can get more information about items that did make it, did not make it, coming soon, and things like that. But that's really about it. So thanks for listening, and until next time.